Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm excited about having our good buddy Kirk Chaffetz back on the show. I know that's why you're still hanging out with me, because you heard Kirk was going to be here. Kirk, whatever Kirk does, wherever he goes, he always seeks excellence and finds it. And he's been an award-winning journalist. He's an award-winning business owner, an entrepreneur. He's the author of an outstanding book that's still one of my favorites, Thinking Inside the Box. He's the president of a company that he started called Story Worldwide, which is an international marketing firm. And he's our good friend, Kirk Chaffetz. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's always good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Kirk, one of the things that I quote you all the time, when you said once, when you talked about the age of advertising, you talked about the fact that the things you say a lot of things about how things are being reset, how paradigms are changing and with regard to the marketing and the advertising world. And I think your voice is something that a lot of people ought to be listening to. I think I've taken that in some of your thoughts, and as I look in the future, I imagine that in 5 years or maybe a little bit longer, there won't be any such thing as a vice president of marketing and advertising. What do you think?
I think that's probably true.
I mean, that term, the people will, working in the same area, but they won't be calling themselves advertising and marketing executives.
Correct. I mean, I believe that you're more likely to have a vice president of publishing and broadcasting.
How about an executive vice president of communities?
That would be an excellent title.
Yeah, that's one I like.
I was struck, as you know, because you and I have talked about this a little, by a recent survey that eMarketer dug up. Citibank surveyed small business owners,
mm-hmm.
and discovered that only 3% have found the new so-called social media useful,
mm-hmm.
in their businesses. Very helpful was,
mm-hmm.
what 3% had found. 9% found it somewhat helpful, and the rest found it not at all helpful or not very helpful. So only 12% of all the small businesses out there, in my mind, what this survey says, only 12% are using social media properly or understand,
mm-hmm.
how it can help the business.
And so, as we're sitting here forecasting the direction that's going to be coming up in a handful of years, it's going to be a very, very big part of the way companies execute their business model. You're saying that only 10% or so actually have any kind of handle on that.
Correct, and that's way too small a number,
mm-hmm.
especially when you think that if I came to you, Jim, and I said, look, I've got a brand new marketing scheme, a method of marketing, it's very powerful, and the cost of reaching an additional 10,000 people, the incremental cost of reaching 10,000 more people with this particular marketing method is zero.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't believe you.
Right, but wouldn't you look into it a little?
I'd listen. But I mean, seriously, if you think about it, most people, and I wonder about that. I wonder if the cost is almost an impediment. You know, remember what was that movie, Perfume or something, I've forgotten the actor's name, but he was in the perfume business, and they were having trouble selling this one product, and he asked his young guys at the table there, you know, what should we do? And one guy said, we should lower the price. He said, you're fired.
Right.
Another guy said, we should raise the price. He said, you're promoted. And they raised the price, and they sold it.
Right. It's the it's premium beer phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, I'm not sure how much snobbery there is out there these days. But seriously, I wonder about that.
Well, I think it's just partly it may be that people have little regard for it because they don't spend enough on it. But it does require an investment of time, a significant investment of time, especially in a small business where it's very hard to justify hiring a community manager.
Right.
For example,
even though you probably already got that person working for you, any of the 25-year-olds working for you can do it.
But I do think that there are some principles that if you keep them in mind can make it easier and can really add profits to
it. And we're going to talk about those right after these messages. After these messages, 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Listen, read, ask questions. Check out my newsletter and subscribe to that if you will, please. We'll send you that on Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots of stuff there. And it's all free just for you. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, yeah, I'm there too. You can follow me at Jim Blasingame. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest. He's our good friend and one of our top media marketing experts in the Brain Trust. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box and the president of Story Worldwide. Kirk, you were talking about some of the things that you were talking about, how free some of the new media tools that are available. I don't know. One thing I want to say is I don't think social media is going to make it to that term. I don't think that's going to make it to the finish line.
Well, you know, I agree with you.
And I think I don't know whether my term is going to be online customer communities. You like to just talk about media, don't you?
That's correct.
But I do think it's important to talk about that a little bit, Kirk, because I think it helps small business CEOs to talk about these things because it gets their head out of one box, just like you talk about all the time. It gets their head out of one box, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and there's a few really interesting statistics that I think are very important for small business owners, for all business owners to understand. But I'll go right to the heart of the matter. The reason I love this stuff is because it puts everybody on the same playing field.
And you know what, Kirk? To some degree, at some levels, small businesses have an advantage over big companies.
Absolutely, because this is all about personal relationships.
For the first time, the advent of a new idea was advantage small business, not big business. Perhaps.
And it advantages the individual against the corporation or the government,
mm-hmm.
which is the other. This is the ultimate democratization
right.
of the ability to address a large audience,
mm-hmm.
the ability to publish, as we
mm-hmm.
say,
mm-hmm.
which used to be in the hands of the rich and the high and the mighty.
And powerful, yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, any kid, any person with a laptop computer and an internet connection can address an audience of millions.
Is it possible to have too much democracy in this particular case?
Well, sure.
Because I wrote down, when we went to the break a minute ago, I wrote down the word clutter.
Well, I love the word chaos.
Yeah.
Because the internet is a chaotic place. There are
right.
too many voices. You can't listen to them all.
Yeah.
And that's where these communities come in.
Mm-hmm.
Because they actually filter that noise.
Mm-hmm. Tell us how.
One of the interesting statistics that I love these days, Nielsen Online, the Nielsen company that measures mm-hmm. how many people watch TV, and you know they've been measuring mm-hmm. media for decades. They did a survey on what influences purchases the most. Right, the number one influencer of purchases today is the recommendations of friends.
Exactly.
Not surprising.
And that's which comes right back to the point you made earlier about the future of marketing.
Well, I think, and let me just tell you what number two is, because right after the recommendations of friends, the greatest influencer on purchases is the recommendations of strangers.
Wow.
Now,
where does the marketing message fit into that list?
The marketing message, interestingly enough, comes in third.
Yeah.
Because anti-intuitively, the number three influencer is so-called brand website.
Right.
It's information you put on the web yourself as a business, you know, representing your own point of view. And it ties in with yet another survey that came out recently that said that consumers prefer and will respond to brands that inform them. Mm-hmm. That give them information.
That deliver some. In other words, what's happened is we're rethinking value, aren't we? It's not just about the value of the product I'm getting, but before I get that value of the product, I want value from the deliverer.
Exactly. The message itself has to be valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And if the message is valuable, then I'm going to want to associate with you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to want to bring you into my community or join your community, and it doesn't matter which of those two things happen.
So how do we, I think you are 100%, I think your perspectives and your prophecies are right on the money. I think we're seeing that right now. You've just talked about the measurement of these things. These people have talked to customers and they've gotten this information back. But how do we turn this into something small business owners can deal with and weed through all the clutter? You know, it's there's so much stuff. I think the big problem we've got right now with getting CEOs of small businesses to adopt this democratization you've talked about, I think the problem is there's so much stuff out there about so-and-so just left on an airplane to go to another city, or I just had lunch with another client. There's so much clutter out there. How do we help them with that?
Well, I think the first step is, I like to tell the story about New York City. I live in New York City, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in New York City ever heard of me on a large scale. You know,
that's not true, but go ahead.
Well, I may know maybe charitably 1,000 people in New York City, but there's 12 million people in the area.
Right.
So I'm a completely unknown quantity here. But in my neighborhood, I know the woman who runs the dry cleaning store.
Right.
I know the people behind the counter at the drugstore.
That's a community, isn't it?
Exactly.
And when we come back, I want you to help us with that right after these messages, folks. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about communities. You're a small business owner. You don't have to conquer the world, just your communities. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 10 till. No, 7 till. I'm jumping. I'm sorry. 7 till the hour. It's been 3 minutes since then. 7 minutes until the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. That won't work, will it? But also the talk show host who enjoys laughing at himself. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest, and he's our good friend. Kirk, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life.
Well, I'm in exactly the same position.
Kirk, tell us about Story Worldwide.
Story Worldwide is a new kind of advertising and marketing organization that creates rich content and deploys that content across any channel that makes sense in order to achieve results for our clients.
Agnostic to the medium.
Completely.
Yeah.
Although we do understand that almost everything is moving to digital delivery.
Yeah,
so
it's got to be.
Most of our business is on the web.
But it's not that the other things don't have a place. And that's part of our message today with Kirk, folks. It's not that they don't have a place. You know, nothing has been done away with. It's just a resetting of the priorities, isn't it?
No, absolutely. And we still, more than a third of our business is still in wonderful old-fashioned things like custom magazines.
Yeah.
The occasional book. Printed book, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we do all kinds of content from video to text.
And the story is storyworldwide.com.
It is.
All right. So check that out, folks. It's a pretty fascinating website. You want to Even if you don't know whether you can use Kirk or not, you want to go see his website. It's pretty cool.
I think you'll see some examples of what we're talking about, too, that might
exactly.
be helpful to people.
It's very, very nice. Thinking Inside the Box is also his book, available wherever books are sold. Kirk, you were talking about, I like what you were saying about the communities, and this is what I was, as we went to the break, you said, you know, you don't know all 12 million people in New York, but you know the person who works at the delicatessen and the person at the dry cleaners. Those are communities that you have.
Absolutely.
And we have to leverage those communities. This is what's so powerful about small businesses today is we have these communities. We already have them. We now have the tools, and the society is moving in the direction of using these tools to link all those communities together.
And it's a critical thing to understand. I mean, even big clients, huge clients, are daunted
yes.
by the chaos of the Internet.
That's right.
I have a client who runs more than 12,000 retail outlets across the country, who was initially a year ago was saying to me, I can't deal with the Internet. I don't know how you get through all of the noise. And I gave him the same speech, which is, you don't want to be famous on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, you know, Oprah's famous on the Internet.
Right, right.
Almost nobody else. What you want to be is famous in that little community on the Internet that actually has a use for your 12,000 retail doors.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we can do that for you.
And that includes, and that's not one big community, that one big national or international community is 12,000 little communities.
Exactly. You can break it down geographically. And it begins with listening. One of the great things about all of these communities is that you can listen to them. You can filter and sort mm-hmm. and hunt for keywords, and you can find the people in your area who are talking about the things that you sell or who are discussing the problems that you can help with. You can begin by listening and mm-hmm. find out what people are talking about.
What platforms do you recommend?
I'm somewhat platform agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do believe that It's more than just having a website, though.
It's more than just having a website.
It is more than just having a website. And frankly, I have come to believe that you start with a blog site.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of free blog software out there and semi-free hosting for your blog site.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do a lot to get yourself a good blog site. We recommend WordPress.
Right.
There are various editions of, you know, forms of WordPress that go from the dead simple to mm-hmm. the extremely sophisticated. But WordPress is a great platform. And what you can do with a blog site is you can basically put up your content there. You can talk about what you do. You can give people information on how to improve their lives.
And they can respond, can't they?
Absolutely.
And other people can respond to that. That's right. It's all about the conversation. It's the community first, then the conversation, isn't it?
Right. And it is. I mean, give me a business. What business are we in?
Kirk, I've run out of time.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I am too. I tell you what, let's do. Let's come back real soon and continue this conversation. We just got a lot more to talk about.
Okay.
Thanks, Kirk. Good job today. Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen. Time just flies when he's with us. We always get smarter, too, don't we? Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.